follow us. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and everything is online at joeandalexshow.com. This is something that you could join in with if you got a good story. We're not going to make that much fun of you. The number 833-563-2539. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Share with us the reason that you as a kid, or maybe as a parent, you had to pick your kid up from school. I got a few of them, and I'll go around the room too if anybody's got one. But here's some of them that I found. A parent at our school had to come get their kid who was caught selling imaginary friends to the younger students for $1 apiece. That sounds like you, Alex. You're like, hey, would you like an imaginary friend? Yeah. All right, $1.
I did do stuff similar to that.
Really? What did you do?
Oh, I came up with this thing. I called it the party line. And okay. In sixth grade, and I like would get as many people as possible. I would write up little invitations, and I would get like 35 kids to all be on the same like three-way call. Uh-huh. Yeah, after school, we would all be on the same line at the same time. Like we three-way someone, then they would three-way someone, then they would three-way someone. So we just got all these kids on there, and so I came up with this thing called the party line, and I think I sold the spots.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you want to be on? Well, here's the number.
Like a real thing.
Yeah.
Back in the day. No, like there was like a thing called like a party line.
Oh,
and it was like a service. You should sue them.
Well, maybe Alex stole it and tried to make money off of it.
You can get money now.
I'd probably heard about it when I was little or something.
I mean, I personally
I just think you should sue them.
I got in trouble, and you can share 833-JOE-ALEX. I used to go to the flea market, and they look pretty good. But my dad would buy these fake Oakleys, the glasses. They look really cool, but we'd get them for like probably like 20 or 25 bucks. We'd sell them for like 50 bucks at school.
Whoa.
I was in like eighth grade. That was a tough suspension to have because I was making some money. Player hating principal, that's what it was. I'll tell you right now. Another one right here. Because we had taught our 7-year-old son that nudity is natural and nothing to be ashamed of, turned out he'd been walking around the halls flashing his wiener to everyone he met.
Oh my God.
We got a little sexual deviant kid over here. Check out my wiener.
That's hilarious.
Another parent talking about reasons they had to go pick up their kids from school, and you can share yours too. I was called in because the elementary school was going on a field trip, and my son forgot to get the permission slip signed, so he decided to give forgery a try.
Ooh.
Since he was only in first grade, his handwriting was terrible, and instead of my name, he wrote mom.
Nice.
That's something cute. I think I would have tried to pull off.
I keep that in a scrapbook, I think.
Yeah, that's adorable.
My son went to a private Catholic school, and once when my son was in third grade, a nun called me because he and a friend were having a distance contest in the bathroom, like with a stream.
Yeah.
Like, who could go the farthest? I think it's things that young boys do, because I remember doing stuff like that, too. There was nothing, like, sexual about it. It's just like, yeah, woo!
I got in trouble one time in school for trying to start a food fight. Only me and Corinne Brown, she was the only one that was in on it with me. No one else.
What'd you guys throw?
Mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
So you actually did throw it?
Yeah, no, we did throw it, and no one threw back.
See, I wouldn't have done that. I always was terrified of a food fight happening because I didn't want to mess up my hair or my outfit.
It was the very last day of school in, like, I think, like, 6th or 7th grade.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, we got to do it.
I respect you for that. Honestly, that's a side of live I did not expect. I know you're a wild, crazy partier, but I didn't know you were a food fighter. I mean,
well,
that's a whole other level.
I attempted. That's the only experience I have with food fighting.
That's not your fault. Shame on your classmates. They let you down.
That's what I'm
saying. The person
to
throw it, like, usually gets all the blame.
Like, what narcs? Are you kidding me? Not, you're not going to throw back a cookie?
Liv's trying to throw the mashed potatoes, and I really like them.
There wasn't a food fighter in school. He was just a food fighter.
I was a food eater is what I was. Let's see here. I was in sixth grade. Alex's could be you. In my emo phase, so I was wearing a lot of black eyeshadow from Claire's. Well, I guess I wasn't really good at makeup at the time because the teachers called my mom into the office to discuss my, quote, injuries and who was hurting me.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That's awkward.
I wonder so much because kids nowadays, I feel like more than ever, express themselves in so many different ways, whether it's being, you know, makeup or whatever it might be. It's got to be hard to tell, like, do I say something or not?
Yeah.
Because you want to say something to protect a kid, but it's like, that would be totally me. If I was God, that'd probably look like my dad punched me in the eye.
What are the funny reasons you had to pick your kid up from school? 833-JOE-ALEX.
I had to talk to the director of my son's daycare when he was 3 years old because they said he told another kid he was going to F him up.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Turns out he was singing Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk You Up.
Oh.
Uptown Funk You Up?
Yep.
I can see where that could come off right there. I got kicked off the bus for 3 days, and I think the song's called Smash by The Offspring, but it says like 5 swear words in a row. I was listening on my mom's Sony Walkman cassette, the bright yellow, like old school one, and it's like, you stupid, dumb blank. Our Lord, it just said like all the swear words you can't say in a row. I don't even remember this. It was just on this cassette I was playing. And I was behind the bus driver, and I wasn't yelling it, but I was like, you stupid, beep, 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 beep.
You were just singing along.
Sing the song. She's like, what did you say?
Oh, God.
Oh, that was a tough one. Apparently, after that, my mom wanted to hear what I was listening
to.
Did
she stop the bus?
Yes.
That was the worst.
She didn't kick me off the bus like there. She like the next day I couldn't, but yeah.
Well, your alls are kind of like funny and cool. Mine is 0% cool and just straight up embarrassing.
Let's hear it.
I just had this period of time in seventh grade. For some reason, I couldn't stop wetting my pants.
I would laugh.
It was because I would laugh so hard. I got this new group of friends that were so funny. And every time I would laugh really hard, I would pee my pants. And so
you still pee your pants.
Well, yeah. But it was so bad in seventh grade for some reason that like every time I just barely laughed, I would just wet my pants. So I had to get even on like incontinence medicine. And I remember the doctor telling me like, I don't have anyone that's under like 55 on this pill. And you're 13. Why are you taking this? And like all my friends just thought it was funny. But like I would constantly do it, and so my mom would have to come pick me up or bring me pants and underwear. And my mom got so pissed off because she had to keep on coming in and like getting me and stuff to go home and change clothes that she finally said, you're putting a pair of underwear in your backpack in case you wet your pants. So I had to keep carrying a pair of underwear in my backpack. And then like there was one time where I wet my pants in choir, and we had like seats in the risers, and yeah. I had to carry my chair out of the room with my puddle on it because they had to clean the chair. Everyone thought it was hilarious. They thought it was fun. I'm saying it's embarrassing now, but my classmates thought it was funny.
I would die laughing.
They thought it was funny. Like, Alex is Alex is going to wet her pants.
You should wear diapers.
Why are you wearing diapers like on the table?
I know. I should have. I really
You could have like cut them out to make them like sexy depends. Like, hey, girl. Yeah. Let's say good morning to Sally. Hey, Sally, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What'd your daughter do?
She went to Catholic school, and I got a call from a nun about her using an inappropriate word during a Scrabble game.
All right. Obviously, we're on the radio. Can you kind of hint around it so we know what it is? You can't spell it out, but what would you use it for?
For her female part of her body.
Oh!
Slang term or the correct term?
A slang term, and she said she did it because of the points.
That is hilarious.
But, Mom, it's a 16-point word.
Wow.
Come on.
She sounds fun.
Very competitive,
yeah,
I can
you,
see.
Yeah, you should have rewarded your daughter. She's a smart one.
No, I just kept all the slips that came, all the little notes that came home from school about this. So I pull them out every once in a while now that she's 26 and go, remember this?
That's
I love
amazing.
That.
Funny.
Sally, board game night at your house must be really fun.
They usually are.
There you go. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.